What is up? We are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers. This is Teenage Virgins with our... What episode is this?
This is episode 8.
Episode 8 of the series. Now, the band is back together. Joe has returned.
Hey!
So we had a big black man as his replacement last time.
God damn it.
Yeah, but it's okay. Now we have a big Mexican man.
The big black man came into my room last night.
Oh, shit.
I gotta beat him up. I had to beat him up, man.
That's a hate crime. You can't
say
that.
Not a hate crime. It's not a hate crime if I love him.
I had to process that.
No.
I love this podcast.
No. Hey, welcome. We're back. Well, I'm back, at least. Joe, it's...
Get off your phone.
I'm listening.
Get off your phone.
I find that hilarious how I say that when I'm also on my phone, but I'm not texting anybody.
He's listening to something. It's distracting for the viewers. I put my phone up. You guys are just unprofessional.
Nothing sound of a shit bag. I don't know why that came out.
Nut inside of a shit bag?
Chip bag.
Oh, chip bag.
Like
chip
a bag.
Extra salty.
What would it... No, I'm not gonna say that.
If you say what would nut taste like, I'm ready.
No, I was gonna say what would nut taste like out of like on top of a classic Lay's potato chip.
Classic Lay's is the best.
Stop being so bland.
I'm not bland, bitch.
Bland at.
I'm bland.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bland.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be anywhere without me. No.
I own my garage, my Wi-Fi. I can shut you down anytime.
Those all are right, my security camera.
It's funny how I looked up.
Weird.
But yes.
Butt sex. Let's be honest. Nobody in this room would do anal, right?
No.
Perfect, because anal is kind of nasty.
Not kind of.
No. Oh, it's only kind of nasty. No, that full-blown oil.
That's really like really one big reason why I think I can't be gay or something like that, you know?
Yeah, anal sex.
If you never mind.
Morgan's like, we gotta have like a
Morgan's contemplating if he's gay.
No.
Morgan's like,
do I like anal?
I'm a femboy, not gay boy.
Hey.
GG.
Hey, our viewers stan Morgan. We stan Morgan.
Dog, I'm so surprised at the people at our school.
They scare me.
There's some really poor dressing options.
Yeah.
Do you all agree that spandex is a privilege and not a right?
Dude, yeah. It's the same thing with like yoga pants or something like that. Not yoga, but like sweat pants.
Same thing
I guess.
With muscle shirts.
Sweatpants.
Nah, sweatpants. You know what I mean? Like
leggings.
Leggings, yeah. That's
I
what, yeah.
Loggings.
Loggings. New form
a lot of stuff is a privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
driving.
Being shirtless.
Vinny proceeds to get shirtless.
We're role playing now. Vinny got shirtless. Joe was utterly disgusted.
Morgan is now hard.
Joe, I was gonna say this.
Joe puts the camera
let's
down.
Focus on one thing right now. Yeah. That's Vinny's fucked up hairline.
I quit the podcast.
Vinny, do you want to give us a story of how your hairline got so
My brother's is worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, your brother's a shame.
Alright, so you see what had happened is I got this man named Alejandro to cut my hair.
Yeah.
True facts, right? So Alejandro proceeds to cut my hair way too short. You know, I asked for like 2 off the sides because I had like 4 inches right here. So he cuts off 4 inches off the sides, doubling it. And then he messes with the hairline. And then after I literally asked like a quarter inch off the top, he proceeds to cut like 2-3 inches. So Alejandro, he's chill, but he messed my hair up.
Yeah, no, I just gotta say this right now. The entire time I was like looking at your body to realize that you kind of look like a coked out dude that lives in the trailer.
Yeah, bro. That's
like your body
dog.
Type, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I'm
I got a little
fat
with this.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm tired of this.
Speaking of hair, my hair has grown so much.
Shut the fuck up.
Over the past. Dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, you shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck
you
up.
You shut the fuck
Joe,
up.
I will kiss you
Yo,
right now.
First one to suck the other one's dick wins.
Oh, man.
Yo, Vinny, you're not in this. Fuck up hairline.
No, mess up hairline is going to mess up everything in my life.
But fucking, welcome
Butt-fucking. 5 minutes in, welcome.
The only thing good about being in butt fucking nowhere is the butt fucking.
Quote the great cop.
All right, so news. Let's get updated on something. All right. So
Vinny has a girlfriend.
Vinny has.
I'm not single.
I'm pretty sure that's what having a girlfriend is like.
You never know.
I have a girlfriend, but she's dating another dude.
my girlfriend's like man told me.
Oh my god, dude! Wait, that reminds me. Is that like polyamorous, right? Relationships with like the three people dating
three
each other.
People.
I can't, dude. I don't know why
don't
people
like
could
that.
Do that.
I don't know.
The only good thing about this is threesomes.
That's if it's two women.
Yeah, but dude, no, but you know what I mean, right? Like
we can agree that nobody in this room is gonna have another man hitting his girl from the back.
No.
The only way that I'd have like a threesome with another dude is if that dude was hitting my girl from the front.
Sure, yeah.
Like,
so I was like, yeah.
Man, I'm like, I don't know. I just say it just feels wrong to me, like to have like a polyamorous relationship or
it's
something.
So
like that, you know?
Weird.
It's right? So because I walk down the school hallway, and then this dude that has like two girls over his. I've told you this right before, right?
No.
The three like the guy had like two girls on around his arm, another girl laying on like laying right here, right? You know, and they all looked related.
Well, Alabama, me and my sisters like to fuck.
Who doesn't?
I just looked at Joe with like complete disappointment.
I forget that we're shooting a podcast. I was like, why the fuck are you talking to third person? Morgan shot a glance at Joe across the cafeteria. Why'd you shit your pants?
If our stares had subtitles, that'd be so great. Like every time I stare at you, just say penis.
We're looking at each other and like it's just like the thought bubble.
Alright, 1 second, boys. What is up? We are back. My father called me. I just cock-blocked Joe from doing the intro. He just deep-throated a microphone. You two take it away. I'm enjoying my chips.
Alright, hey! It's Joe the Show with your friends. With my friends, not your friends.
You don't have friends.
You don't have friends,
y'all
viewer.
Y'all want to lose viewers?
I'm looking you at have... you, viewer, all the way in Netherlands. Where
no, we have, like, 10 countries, so, like, I don't know.
Wait. We have, like, Ireland, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Ireland. Orange-haired bit. No. there goes our viewership. No, we love you.
I can sense that. I'm Irish.
We love you. We love you, all right? And if you're a girl, we love you more. Anyways.
Nah, that's simping.
It's not simping. If she's in Ireland. Simps don't exist in Ireland. They're all drunk. Anyways. Well, welcome back.
It's got really racist towards Irish people.
Really racist?
I guess,
yeah. All right, so let's stick to our rules and our habits, all right? Let's have a fun time here. All right, so we got distracted. Morgan's dad called him, and then we went, and then one thing led to one thing led to another, and then we started listening to the new Joji album, or at least some songs from it, and we started talking about music and how music has nice messages and everything, and it really got us thinking, well, got me thinking, how I'm the only one here talking.
Yeah, we have small brains, so...
Vinny is on his phone, and Morgan is coked out of his head. No. Morgan's just enjoying food. Morgan's working on the food review over there. But anyways, we're thinking, as they reach into the bag and have sex with the chips, we were thinking, or at least I was thinking, I don't know if they're still on with this. You still good with it?
Chip.
The music review thing? All right. It's okay, Morgan. You can tell me if you're mad or not.
I like chips.
We were thinking, if y'all would be cool with us reviewing music and shit, since we're all basically big music nerds.
Yeah, sure.
We like rap. We like everything, you know? We like messages that are portrayed in music. We like albums and stuff.
Country music is something.
Yeah, if you try to say, listen to Luke Bryan, I'm going to kill myself. I'm sorry. Luke Bryan's the worst, like, singer ever out there.
We just lost Texas. There goes Texas. No,
come on, Texas.
Texas is a country.
Texas. Yeah, Texas isn't not a state. I disowned it.
But anyways, we like music. I have my little Tyler Creator thing hanging up right next to my Mother's Day gift from my mom, and a small picture of my cousin.
That's your cousin?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Man,
back
she's
off.
Like
no.
Five.
No,
you have to tell us to back off.
She's the same
like
age as me.
Is she really? That's old, man. You gotta...
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh.
But anyways, welcome back to Teenage Virgins. I'm Joe. That's Vinny. And that's Morgan.
Oh, you're munching on my...
Morgan's eating chips. So, I don't know where we're going with this. I had a plan earlier, but now I'm just hanging out.
Say, it's been 30 minutes of not recording. We're just like...
We were coking out of our minds. But anyways, I don't know how we're going to be... Because I know some of y'all know us and like have our snaps and everything. And if y'all like tell us, hey, it's cool to do music reviews and shit, because we're into that, you know?
So I post like every time we do a new podcast on my Snapchat.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a good plug. I need to start advertising. We got to get Maurice to advertise first.
I was
thinking, yeah, shout out Maurice.
I was thinking. That's why I was going to ask if y'all wanted to do an outfit for Halloween and everything, because I was thinking. I was thinking if we all would like dress up as like drag queens and like hold signs and walk down the street.
Yes.
I would, but I'm doing something with friends and you.
I know. I'm there. I'm there. Vinny's not our friend, though. Sorry.
I was thinking about asking Jenny, but Vinny doesn't have a Discord.
Yeah.
I don't have Discord. I have it, but like I always delete it.
But that's
I don't have anybody to talk to.
But
like,
you know, hey, y'all tell your friends, tell your grandmas, tell your dogs.
Yes, grandma's gonna listen to this. This scuffed podcast. Yeah, you know what? Old people suck.
Welcome.
We're 4 minutes in.
Welcome to Teenage Virgins again. This is our third intro of the day. Our fourth one, actually.
So we have four intros in one.
Hey, it's better than me giving the shout outs last time.
Yo, shout out to the shout out.
Shout out to. Hey yo, shout out to the guy yelling.
Sorry. Where'd my water go?
Water. Oh, right here.
But remember, we're just three teenagers in a garage hanging out.
Yeah.
We you don't like us.
Sarah, holy shit. Look at that light.
Oh my crazy. God, bro.
That's like water.
Water.
Yeah, water and
yo, boys, I'm not gonna lie. I really need to pee.
Go pee.
Go pee.
Where's your bathroom?
Where's my bathroom? You go.
Just go into his bed.
Go ask my mom. Go be nice. Be nice.
You can go. I'm gonna go to you.
Don't go to my mom and like punch her in the face.
Yeah, no, don't play that. Bathroom time, woman.
No, that's the garage door opener.
Vinny, don't, Vinny.
I was hesitating about it.
All right, welcome to the Morgan and Joe show.
Let's take our pants off.
Let's take our.
No, dead ass.
I'll take my shirt off. Okay. I can't. It's hard for me to take my pants off. Right now, at least. All right.
Do you just not have like underwear on?
I have underwear on. It's just that it takes so long.
Oh, you're in jeans.
Yeah. So, anyways, welcome to the Joe and Morgan show.
I put on a skirt. Yes, not. I put on a skirt Saturday.
How does that feel? How does that feel?
I mean, I've done it enough times. It just feels cool, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm guessing that like it feels a little bit more, I guess, breathable.
It's breezy.
Yeah, you know
it's
what I mean?
Breezy.
It's Chris Breeze.
Vinny's about to go Chris Breezy mom.
Don't.
Dude, that'd be horrible.
God.
We just hear, hey, bitch.
He just walks up to her. Hey, yo, it's Chris Breezy.
Woke up, Chris Breezy. Chris, that breathe, then you're like,
I can't. Dude, it's been so long since I laughed like this. I forgot how fun it was doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, you know, music review. Waking up Chris Breezy. Don't know what else to really say here, man. Yeah, tell everyone about us, honestly. You know?
Yeah, we're going to be plugging the podcast a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to try to find some more topics. If y'all want to DM us some topics, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome because, I don't know, I'm a 16-year-old. You're 15, right?
15 almost 16.
Yeah. Well, technically, we're all 16. We're just a bunch of we're three 16-year-olds hanging out in the garage. We got nothing really going on.
Yeah.
If we wanted to, we could go all, like, off, like, top – not off top of, but, like – We have a set base of rules. We don't want to go into those rules because those rules are, like, bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, politics and stuff like that, you know? It's hard being famous.
Did you just say it's hard being famous?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm
putting my pants back on.
My skin's...
Legs are getting cold. Yeah.
But.
Oh, good Lord.
But hey, I'm glad to be back. Because now, I'm pretty sure, ever since I, now since I'm out of everything, I should be on every single podcast episode now.
Yes, sir. Unless we have another guest.
Yeah, I mean, we should definitely get Maurice on here.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Hey,
You'd be like, everyone, my name is Maurice. I need to sell you lo mein and chicken fried rice.
We can't say that. We can't go there, man.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a joke. Hey, if we say it's a joke, then it...
It's a joke? So, I did have my pants off, but I decided to put them back on.
I put my shirt back on. We were joking on. About how you would, like, wake up Chris Breezy to my mom.
Oh, God, then am I.
But,
Chris Breezy, your mama.
Yo, Vinny's chips. Back. Everything. Chips. We hanging out.
That's probably loud as hell on the mic.
There's nothing sure. really to say here, man.
You screaming Italian dressing?
What?
Nah.
Nah, dude, you gotta try it. It's hella good.
I bet.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. You gotta give it a good old dippy dip. Yeah.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh! Yeah! I'm telling you.
In my water.
God. Now. I just saw that. Vinny made love to those chips.
Put my dick in it.
No. No. Man.
Y'all ever just sit up late at night having music stuck in your head?
All the time. Dude, yeah. I tell you, I'm like the second biggest music nerd.
You're a music connoisseur.
I'm a music connoisseur?
Connoisseur.
No, I'm a bitch.
I'm a music condom.
I'm your bitch? Dude.
What's no, you're my rent? Bitch.
I swear, I have so much music in my head, because I, honestly, I'm one of the people that have, like, so much stuff to say, but no one to talk to about it, you know what I mean?
That's baby. Why you got the podcast.
That's yeah, why I got the podcast. Podcast. Okay, so, why did she hurt me, man?
Damn.
You can't just blow that out to me.
Don't start that, Joe.
I'm not starting it.
Start. As a joke.
I'm okay. I got a little bit scared there at the end.
I'm really good at acting.
I was. You saw me like go from like yeah, laughing
from
to I was like
happy Joe to be like. Oh,
I was
shit,
like,
Joe.
Oh
shit, bro, you're good.
We on air.
No, how many thoughts do you have in your phone?
No, we're on chairs, Joe. We're on chairs.
Actually, did you know? I remember why I left.
You know what? I quit the podcast.
That light's still tripping me out.
Yo, we quit part two.
People will be like, are they actually quitting this time? Thank God. Oh, damn it, they're not.
There's like nothing to do because obviously we're like not professional. We got like no topics.
There's
before.
Zero.
We're not Steve Harvey. We don't go like from interviewing people. All right. So,
yo, what do you think of when you think bed? And dude, then people say something like pillow and they're like, that's not on the top 10.
They're over here like Steve Harvey's just over here like, name a male genitalia. And he's like, penis. It's like, you can't say that. And it's ding.
You freaking hornies. That got really silent because I wasn't recording the video.
When you went to Vinny, everyone's like, that's not funny.
That's not funny, bro. Shut up.
You just hear like, oh, good Lord.
Oh, good Lord. Do the right, heavens
so, let's put the rumors to rest. All right. Let's put some rumors to rest.
Yeah, Joe's gay.
Yes, me and Morgan are married.
No.
He said no.
I'm only married to Gavin.
Dude,
I'm married to
Jesus.
Tristan.
Hey,
yeah, no,
I'm married to Jesus.
He gave you your ring back.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm still married.
Cap.
Here, I will. You want me to call him?
No.
What is going on
I'll
here?
I'll text him. I'm married to Tristan.
Dude, when your brother called, when you called your brother
oh.
on the podcast. Do you ever think...
dying?
Yo, you ever... fucking dead!
I'm over here.
He's... okay.
Do you mind?
I just see somebody's story suck on my pee.
You ever consider how awkward funerals are?
I went to a funeral, and like, it was an open casket funeral, so I saw my granddad just like over there, and I was like,
he's just chilling.
Yeah, I'm like,
damn. Dude. Yo, my day, grandpa.
What are you supposed to do when you walk up to the body? You look at it and
like,
you walk
I saw
up.
People crying, but I was just feeling no emotion. I was like, okay.
It's like, I'm not, it's like, I'm sad, but I can't cry. You know, you
can't relate.
You know what I mean, right? You know?
No, I wasn't sad when he died.
No. Not like that, but like, you know, you're sad, but you can't cry. Like, you want to cry, but you can't, you know? Like, you just, for some reason, you can't.
I mean, that's me on a daily basis.
Morgan,
stop being sad. I love you.
But no. Like, legitimately,
yeah.
It kind of made me, like, a little bit relieved when he died because, you know, he was sick and shit.
Yeah. There's a point of you wanting to, like, pray for them to keep living, and then there's a point where you're, like, just in, like, you know, you gotta stop right. Fighting. Because what are you going to fight for if you're just going to, like, because here's the thing. It's reasonable if it's like a kid or like someone like in their middle age or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if it's like an old person, you know, it's like it sounds sad, but like, what's the
unless
point?
They're in good health?
Unless they're in good health, yeah, you know, right. But I don't really see like a 99-year-old guy fighting for his life because like, what are you gonna do like the next day?
Yeah,
I can't possibly imagine like living at like 90. You know, because right? What do you do when you get there?
My brother said he wants to die at 60 because like that's like. Like a decent age,
yeah.
But he doesn't want to get old where he can like die from sickness and shit. I'm like, yeah, I get that.
If I ever want to die, I want it to be a little bit. I don't want it to be painful.
You realize that when we get older, we're gonna have to show our kids our music, and they're gonna think it's whack.
Yeah,
they're like, not gonna like Juice WRLD.
If they disrespect Juice WRLD, I'm gonna
slap the kid, like,
slap the shit out of my child.
Hey, Dad, this sounds like shit.
Yeah,
you know what sounded like
you
shit.
Burn.
I'm gonna show like 50s music, like now 50s music. Bro, imagine if we lived to 2090, we gonna have to show our kids our 50s music and the other 50s
you know
music.
20s music right now.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
Oh, yeah. That actually sounds crazy. Yeah, you listen to that 20s music, kiddo. It's gonna be like 2050. The songs now when we're adults are gonna be like 30 years old.
Yeah.
You think we're gonna live to 21? Like to 21, like the year?
Oh, 2021?
No.
21.
21, like 21-1.
Oh, you mean like?
Oh yeah, you can actually live that because right, that's only in 80 years. You had to live pretty damn old.
that one dude is like, yo, it's only 80 years until we hit year 3000.
yes.
Dude, honestly, it sounds crazy because back in like 2008, I was just a kid that came home and watched Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Bro, Ninjago.
Lord.
I really hate the kids that are like, oh my god, Ninjago is so good. I'm like,
you
don't
see it back in the glory
days.
It's animated now.
That is not. No, it's always been animated.
No, but like.
Not like
no,
it's not animated
yeah,
how it was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
back
yeah.
then.
Yeah. The old style like Chima and Ninjago.
They fucked
bro,
the story too.
Dude,
so
dude.
Good.
It honestly it fucked me up a little bit whenever the white ninja was revealed to be like a robot
I was
and shit.
So. Not
then,
even that, like
Zane,
whenever
Zane, yeah, and then, that, then they were like, "Who's the green ninja? Who's the green ninja? Oh, it's the son of the bad guy."
Yeah.
Oh,
I was so like,
that was like, it,
I was like, "Bro, you can't even like."
I was like, "Oh, that's cool," but there
it's
was
also
like
kind of cliche.
No surprise behind it, you know, like
and
they just kind of like
in the OG animation they made him so overpowered.
Yeah,
Lloyd,
yeah,
bruh,
Lloyd.
I remember seeing little Lloyd.
Oh yeah, tiny boy Lloyd,
and he grew up with the ninjas.
His father disbanded him.
Yeah.
Disowned him, disbanded him. That's it, Ant.
Fun there.
That's it, Morgan. I'm breaking up with you.
Okay.
Damn it.
Are you sure you are? I'm breaking up with you. Okay. Oh, damn, he said okay.
But, what's what to say? But honestly, dude, like, cartoons now, honestly, I feel like
shit.
There's only, like, one or two good cartoons.
Yeah.
Amazing World of Gumball. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You ever seen that? That's actually really good.
Have you... You just asked me.
I was asking him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to ask you, man.
I was about to say.
No, because all I know is that Vinny watches Gravity Falls 24/7. I know that.
I have both season and extras.
I've watched Gravity Falls.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
I've watched Gravity Falls a total of 8 times.
I've seen, dude, I've honestly seen it so much that I've, like, noticed almost every, like, little thing in the background.
Right.
I went and decided.
And I noticed that Mabel is a...
I mean, we did that back in middle school. That was fun.
I noticed that Mabel is a bitch.
Yeah, she just really doesn't take care of other people's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, listen, the reason why Armageddon was because of her.
Yeah. And they even, like, they called her out on, like, so many... Even, like, the guy who's supposed to be, like, the devil, like, Bill Cipher, he calls her out on that also. He's like, hey, you're really bad, you know? And she's like,
ah! Fuck you!
But, what was I gonna say? There's, like, those memes where it's just, like, you know, as a kid, you like SpongeBob. As an adult, you realize Squidward was more serious or something like that.
You relate to Squidward even though you liked SpongeBob as a kid.
You liked SpongeBob as a kid, but as you grew up, you see Squidward was more reasonable.
Yeah.
Squidward was just depressed as shit.
He wasn't really depressed. He was just trying to be in his, like, own thing, you know?
He was trying to get there.
I like this one video. I forgot who made it, but there's this one video that represented the fact that Squidward is the most important character in SpongeBob. And it's, like, not talking about, like, now SpongeBob, but, like, back then, you know? Like, really good SpongeBob. How Squidward is supposed to be the exact, like, how Squidward and SpongeBob are, like, yin-yang, you know? Like...
And Patrick's just that one stupid-ass.
Patrick is just, like, everyone is, like, in between, you know? Like, they have, like, their good and bads, but SpongeBob and Squidward are both... You know, they're both entirely what they're supposed to be. They're not one or the other. You know, when SpongeBob gets sad, he gets sad. You know, like he's not like Squidward, who just like, I'm always sad. You know, he's not supposed to be sad, so he doesn't feel like a little bit sad. He feels a lot sad whenever he gets sad. Mm-hmm. You know, and now Squidward, whenever he gets happy, he's like cheering around and everything. You know, and then there's that one badass moment where he's like, well, it's on that house, and then he bombs the guy's house. Iran.
Oh, come on.
Hey, how'd I get out of Iraq? Iran, huh?
Shut up. I will sacrifice my own life for Pakistan.
I will sacrifice my own life.
I want to be pilot. Wow, great. Very strong message.
What's that one thing? I am under the water.
I want to become military. Like, homie didn't even want to join the military. He wanted to become his own.
he wanted to be the military.
And then destroy India. He's just built different.
What's the time is it? I am under the water.
7-Eleven, wow.
Hello, my name is Chirag and I work at 7-Eleven.
God, Chirag Gupta from Dharmi.
Oh, no.
Don't touch the cheese.
Bro, you're making us laugh. Someone. It is, that is bum on cheese.
Bum on cheese, boom, boom.
Oh, God. Dude, honestly, right now, it actually sounds like a really good time to, like, watch the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, why?
Because they're actually really good movies, you know? I've seen people, except for the last one, the one that they made.
Where they switch up everybody?
Not Roger Rules. The
Long Trip.
The Long Call.
Didn't they, like, change everybody in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, why would they even make the new one if not the original characters? And second of all,
because they got old.
Yeah, they got old, you know, but, like, why, I mean, there's no reason to make a new one, you know? You already ended off a good note.
We didn't need it.
I saw a review that had, like, there was, like, three videos about how, like, the first one's a great one, the second one is also, you know, really good, a really good story, and then the third one's amazing. Like, I remember, the first one is first movie is about, Greg Heffley's relationship with his friend Rowley, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, at the end of the movie, he eats the cheese so Rowley doesn't get blamed for anything. And then the second movie is supposed to be about him and his brother Roderick, and how at the end of the movie he takes the blame for Roderick or something like that. He does something for Roderick at the end, and Roderick is like, we're not just brothers, we're friends, you know?
Yeah.
And then the third movie is about Greg and his relationship with his dad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Dog Days.
Mm.
I like that movie because at the end, not the ending where Roderick sings the song to the girl and he's like, the one where they're both sitting on the bed in the hotel eating pizza and like having a fun time, you know.
I wish my brother was like that.
That was the dad that was doing that.
Oh yeah, the dad.
The brother.
Oh, my dad.
God damn it.
Moogie, moogie, moogie.
Zooey mom.
You are my dad. You're my dad.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That's such a bop.
We're just blonde boys, dude.
I'm still a piece of garbage.
Hold on. Hi, I'm Ethan, and I'm 14. Slaying all these women with my massive peen. I got a couple of hobbies, besides being blonde. Like performing with my boys for my ribbon baton.
That was so, like, low-key, just, yeah, vibing.
Okay, complete silence for 3 seconds.
Okay, cool.
All right, cool.
Good talk, boys.
I don't think anyone really understands that at this point, we're not, well, I mean, we're still into the podcast, right?
It's hard.
But we just don't know what to say. That's why it's we always harder. Ask for people to give us suggestions.
Yo, slide up.
Hey, yo, slide up. Hey, join my YOLO.
Yo, on my YOLO, tell me what did you talk about.
I don't understand why most people like especially chicks, not trying to sound mean chicks, but I don't understand why you guys get surprised if a dude's like, since like, hey, if you want to fuck on a YOLO or something like that.
They're stupid.
First of all, you'll never know who they are unless they actually slide up. Second of all, it's dudes. What are you going to expect, right? You
know? Horny. Dude, I feel like that's weird, though. Like, why are you sliding up, like, one of the fuck? Like,
I honestly, I can never really, I couldn't do that, honestly.
It feels weird.
Honestly, and I can never have sex with a girl I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
How people
forget, I can never have a sex with a girl that I don't love. That's something, you know? I can't be a whore.
You're already a whore.
God damn it.
When you look at us and look away. You whore.
You know what I mean, though, right? Like, I can't. Yeah. I hate saying the word whore, but it's like the best way to describe it, you know?
He's going around fucking people.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's the girls that are like, oh, so if a girl fucks a, you know, guy since he's a slob, but if a guy fucks girls and he's a, like, he's gray and everything.
He's a homie yet? No.
No, he's a fuck boy.
He's a fuck boy. Everybody knows this.
Listen,
like,
hey.
Who implied this to put it in your brain?
Listen, there's nothing good about doing either.
So right, I'm like, you know, you had sex.
Hey, good job for you,
cool,
man.
Cool, I guess. Like,
hey, you have sex with like half the school. Hey, that's good. But like, you might have had something in between. You know,
right,
hey,
there's a lot of fish
that,
in our school.
That girl with the third eye. No.
The girl with the third titty.
That's not a third titty. That's a that's a mole.
This one is sucked.
But you know what I mean. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes, because we don't actually like, well, sure, we'll be friends with like guys that had a lot of sex with girls, but it doesn't make it morally right, you know?
Right.
Same thing if like girls hitting a dude and a dude hitting a girl, you know? Like if like it's like play punching, you know? Girl
that's
hitting
different.
A dude, it's different.
That's
you know?
Like a cute.
But if a girl, because a girl can abuse a man, they can. Right.
People like, oh, women can't abuse a man. Okay, sure.
I like
okay.
The low voice crack at the end. Oh, women can't abuse a man.
They can't abuse man.
But you know what I mean? It's just like. Y'all, and y'all. It's not double standards or anything, and I think we're getting off topic a bit. Wait, there's no topic to begin with. We've been off topic. Morgan, don't text on Discord. I think I just saw that.
That wasn't me. That was Lauren.
Which one are you? Are you Catmaid?
I'm Catmaid.
Oh.
Damn, bro.
Bro, if someone gets me a maid outfit, I'll wear that bitch.
Hey, man. So, Vinny and I went to the store.
So, we went to the sex store.
I just now put it together. Adult Superstore spells out ass.
Yeah. But I see Joey accounting being like, went to... Oh! For real, Adult Superstore.
Yo, y'all want to go to the ass store?
No, for real.
Y'all want
to
go to the
snack,
ass
I used to call after school snack ass.
You want some ass to eat?
Hey man, where you go? Hey man, what are you doing? I'm just getting myself some ass.
Yeah,
like the what after school snack?
After school slap.
Damn.
Slap.
My phone's at 15%.
You wanna charge it?
That means you gotta actually start being in this podcast.
Bro, I'm just dying.
You dying?
Yeah.
You wanna rap for us about how you're dying?
No, I'm good.
Yo,
when so I become yo, when I become a rapper, I'm gonna shout you guys out.
Yo, you said this podcast.
Hey, yo, shout out to the podcast.
People like the wood.
Shout to call 9-1.
Bro, imagine we got famous and be like, yeah, we had a podcast back in the day.
For a minute, I thought Joe had a wheelchair. I know, I saw him like grab the bike tire. And I was like,
all right, boys, I'm
out. Yeah, I'm gonna roll out.
All right, guys, gotta leave. Oh, damn it, stairs.
Yo. I don't understand the people that get, like, drunk at parties. Like, I'm going to jump through that table.
That'd be me.
Morgan, did you jump through a table before? Morgan. Morgan Cookson, don't you be...
Damn. You just exposed me.
I just exposed you.
I'm pretty
you.
Sure we've all said our last names.
Yeah.
And
no, we all haven't said my last name. Let's see if you can pronounce it right.
Gutierrez.
Fuck.
Yes, sir. I'm Big Bang.
Big Bang?
Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory?
The Big Bang. Bazinga. I'm Big Bang Theory.
Hey, yo, yes. Morgan. Bazinga.
Bazanga.
Yo, what if a girl says that while you're hitting her? She's like, oh, Bazinga.
Bro, if I'm hitting a girl and It's and I make the decision to do an Obama impression.
Keep doing that, girl.
Whoa, where's the dinner on the fridge?
yes, bitch. Let me slap that ass.
Okay, that girl, that one, that one video where it's like, let me be clear.
Oh, have a sorry, what about
now you're high.
Oh, baby, see
those tears run down my eyes. Or something like that.
Yeah, I'm playing Among Us at the moment.
Playing Among Us?
Yeah.
Dude,
I was gonna play Among Us with Lauren, but then I made a podcast.
Dude, here's the thing. I'm actually pretty good at being an imposter. Like, actually really good.
I killed three people in one round, and then I got shit on because I had to go to PE.
Bye-bye, guys.
No, I mean, like, I'm so good at lying that it scares me.
Why am I this good?
No, I mean, like, lying and everything. Like, there was this one time, my friend Manuel was trying to give me a, like, he thought he knew I was imposter and everything. It wasn't even me, like, even trying. I just said, like, a couple things, and everyone voted him out. And then I won.
Yo, Manuel kind of sucks, like, though, following me around.
I'm like top tier brain.
It's because whenever you are in crewmate, you're not really like big brain. Like, oh yeah.
Oh, I'm big brain all the fucking time.
But like most people, they're like, where? And then once you're, most people are impossible, like, it was like, blah, 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 blah.
Here's the thing.
Give all the information.
Yo, and here's the thing is that sometimes you're just like, so, what? One thing I hate is that people will vote before hearing, like, you know.
They're like,
sides.
Oh, I think it's them, even though I haven't seen them.
And they're like, okay, cool. And then, like, because that's the only reason why I get voted out sometimes is that they'll just say my color, and before I can even, like, you know, present
my... What color
do
you play as?
I play, it's either white, black, or brown. I think I'm going as white at the party thing, right? I said that? Yeah.
I'm gonna
get, like, a white, like, tuxedo and, like, shoes and shit, and I'm gonna get, like, a white fedora, and that's what I'm gonna wear.
Hey guys, sorry, we didn't realize that we ran out of time on the recording, but I think we're all gonna head home. We're all kind of tired and hungry. We just all want to say one big thank you to everybody listening, everybody that tuned in, everybody that just gave their time to, you know, listen to us ramble about stupid shit.
Like,
so,
our dumbasses.
Let's say, when we created this, by 8 episodes, I didn't think. We have a total of 214 views, which I thought we were gonna have, like, fucking 20, you know.
I thought that
was something stupid.
I thank you too also for taking me from just being a guest to a person that's actually
Joe. You're Joe the show.
You're my boy.
Yeah, but also yeah, thank you to everyone because we thought that this would just be a funny, you know, joke from us and everyone at school, but now we're like, I wouldn't say worldwide, but you know, we're everywhere else now and everything.
Yeah,
but we want to say thank you and everything, you know. No shout outs and everything because that's stupid.
Yeah.
That was a stupid segment that I did.
Yeah, it's all right. We both did it.
But yeah, as we grow up in life, we're going to be, right now is a busy time for all of us.
Yeah.
We all have our own personal problems, personal dilemmas. I just got finished with some of my personal problems. That's why I was off the podcast for a while.
Yeah.
I'll do my best to stay on. You know, hey, we all, you know, it's, we all say thank you, but, you know, we all do love you. We may not know y'all that
we
who
really
watch
appreciate
it, but yeah. And, you know, this is just all we can really say is just thank you and everything. And we really do appreciate all y'all watching. Not watching, fucking listening.
Listening, yeah.
Yeah, look at my dumbass.
It's all right.
But hey, this is us, Joe.
Vinny.
I'm Morgan. This is Teenage Versions, and we're signing off.